Formulate your yes.
You're listening to Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire at yogaofalignment.com, where you get bite-sized applications of Law of Attraction, giving you the tools you need to manifest the desires of your heart in all areas of your life. Comments for each and every one of our shows are open. Email me directly at rebbe@yofa.net or drop by the website yogaofalignment.com.
Today's short excerpt is from a Yofa Remote Energy Healing Workshop. Sign up for the next free healing session at theyogaofalignment.com.
So what I want to convey to you today is that you are the healer, not me. We're going to do a healing session, and I'm like the street sweeper of the energy field. I'm the window washer of your aura, or the tuner of the radio, removing the static. But you are the healer. You're the one who heals from within. You're the one who, you have your divine spark inside of you, and that's what's doing the healing in your human instrument. So it's all you. I'm just here to kind of brush away the dust. And the simplest version of healing is just love, capital L love, divine love, unconditional love. The more you become love, the more you access love, the more you express love, the more you heal. In fact, the less important healing becomes to you. Now, again, for those of you, I saw people signing up for this. You've been around me for years, some of you, many years. And I'm going to guess that you've probably heard me use the word heal or healing or healer today more than you did in all those years combined. I don't use those words, really, right? I prefer the phrase joyful, harmonious expressiveness, because once you start to heal, even a little bit, healing becomes less and less interesting to you. You don't want to sit around healing. You want to live your life. You want to be joyful and expressive of the harmony inside of you. So in general, I don't call myself a healer. I'm your guide to joyful, harmonious expressiveness, J-H-E, which I call G, and you being the you you most love being. This is my mission in all this. It's my goal, my purpose, for you to be the you you most love being. That's my joy. That's why I do this. So what I'd like to do now is just kind of tell you what you're going to be doing while I'm doing the quote-unquote healing session, okay? It's really you who's doing the healing session. So I know you all brought something that you want to release here today. You want to get rid of it, right? So what I'm going to ask you to do is come up with its opposite. Like, you want to, in fact, here, let me see what's going on the webcast. I want somebody to just tell me. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm sorry, I'm a little scrambled up here. So let's say you have somebody has a headache, okay? They came here because they want to get rid of headaches, something that I can really relate to. So you want to create your yes. If the headaches are like your no, you're screaming no at headaches, all that screaming no at headaches does is create more headaches. So we want to find what you can just openly smile and embrace and say yes to. And so if the no is headaches, what's the yes? Let me tell you, just so to get this, you know, like out of the way immediately, the yes is not no headaches, okay? Because that's just the same as headaches. So we've got to say, oh, my yes is, oh, God, I have so much energy, and I love talking to people, and I love going around, and I love when the light is bright in the sky, and there's all the colors and all the different colors of the leaves, and, you know, so that's a person who doesn't have a headache, right? But we're saying that without including the vibration of the headache. So I want you to take whatever it is that brought you here, the thing that you want to let go of. And whether it's a physical symptom or an emotional challenge or something in a relationship or anything, it doesn't matter what it is. We're going to flip it over and see what's on the other side of it. What's the opposite, 180 degrees, and see how you can formulate that into your yes. And it might be a phrase, a sentence, an image, a feeling. It could be anything, but it's something that you can just wholeheartedly say yes to.
If you enjoy the content of this podcast, I think you're going to love the Yofa Meditation Center. It's an online membership where you learn Yofa meditation for spiritual awareness, for healing, and for manifestation. And if you sign up during our current promotion, you'll only pay half price. Use the coupon code PODCAST50 to get 50% off for as long as you continuously stay a member. Go to theyogaofalignment.com/meditation to begin the transformation. I'll see you there.
Thank you so much for listening to Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire. If you listen to this through a click-to-play option, please consider subscribing to our podcast. You can look up Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire in the iTunes directory or follow the directions at yogaofalignment.com. You can receive remote healing sessions to support all aspects of your life. Monthly memberships available at alignmentforhealing.com. Join us next time for another bite-sized application of Law of Attraction so that you can more joyfully manifest the desires of your heart.